With me now in the studio is renowned mentalist and psychic, Bryce Owen. You probably know him from his hit TV series, The Looking Glass. Welcome to the show, Bryce.
Thank you for having me.
Bryce, let me first ask you, what exactly is mentalism and what does a mentalist do?
Right, well, mentalism is a discipline that's been around for many, many years and practiced by magicians, telepathists, astrologists, and self-acclaimed diviners alike. It involves many techniques that give the person in front of them the impression that the medium is, in fact, a true mind reader and possesses incredible mental powers.
But he's not, is he?
Well, no. More accurately, he's more of a people reader. Basically, what it all comes down to is observing. A mentalist keenly observes people's behavior and mirrors it back to them.
So it's all just a ruse, isn't it?
Well, like magic, mentalism plays on perceptions and misperceptions, as well as verbal and non-verbal communication. By doing or saying certain things in a certain way, I can make you think or say what I want you to think or say. It's like putting your ideas in someone else's head while reading from their signs that they subconsciously project back to you.
How does it work? How do you do it? Can you let us in on your secrets?
It's not really a secret, you just have to be a good cold reader. What a cold reader does is he or she scans a person in a matter of moments and makes a lot of probable guesses about the person just by the way that person looks and presents themselves. We take all the clues given to us and analyze everything from age, gender, the clothes they're wearing, and body language, including facial expressions and posture. So cold reading is like basically telling someone everything about themselves without being an actual mind reader, based on visual clues.
So there are certain techniques that mentalists use.
Right. We use techniques such as profiling, fishing for information, or as we sometimes call it, Barnum.
Wait, Barnum? As in Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus?
That's right. That technique was named so after the Circus Brothers' famous catchphrase, "We've got something for everybody." Let me go through one at a time. Profiling is exactly that. We look at all visual clues that the person in front of us is giving off, and I've mentioned a few such as clothing, body language, etc. Let me give you an example. Imagine you work at the reception desk in a hotel. A guy comes in one night asking for a room. So you look at how good or bad his luggage is. What his clothes and shoes look like, and based on the evidence you tell him whether or not you have a vacant room, and if so, what kind of room. Is it one of the executive floor or a low-cost internal room with a view of the alley in the back? When you've been working long enough at the hotel, you don't need to look as long to tell him yes or no. And when you've been working even longer at the hotel, years and years of experience have taught you that you don't have to look at all. One glance in your brain has already made the speculations and reflections without you being aware of it. In the same aspect, a mentalist, after having studied and experienced numerous human behaviors for years, does the same without thinking and people wind up believing him. Fishing for information, or Barnum statements, are general statements that are true for almost everybody, but still seem very personal and revealing about an individual character. A few examples of Barnum statements are: when you were young, you fell and you have a scar somewhere on you, maybe your knee. Between the ages of 16 and 18, you experienced a significant change in your life.
Well, of course. Every other person has a scar on their knee or somewhere else from a childhood accident, and it's only natural that you go through certain changes between the ages of 16 and 18. But how you say it and how you choose your words can make people really believe you are a psychic.
That's exactly it.
Now I see the connection to magic in the sense that it plays on our perceptions and misperceptions. This whole mentalism business, with its potential and effect on people, has really got me going mental.
Then in that case, you are now at the beginning of the path to becoming one. Welcome aboard.